The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 4-0 in conference play and 8-0 overall. Michigan State has a bye this weekend before visiting Nebraska on November 7th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Okay, thank you. Looking forward to next week and the challenge that awaits us at Nebraska. And this week's our bye week, so I'll take questions.
Hey, Coach, we'll take those questions now.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Ryan Rosenthal with Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Coach, your next opponent has lost 5 games by a combined 13 points, and I know you guys went through a similar situation, I believe, in 2012. How difficult was it to keep your team on track during that stretch, and do you think it had any factor in the offseason in terms of your team's breakthrough the following season?
Well, first of all, I think Coach Riley will do an outstanding job with that, but when you're close, it's a game. It becomes a game of inches, and you just keep talking to your players about trying to find those inches. Really, that's what we did. And as you said, 2012, we lost 5 games by 13 points exactly. So there's a challenge there, but every young person, rallies to a challenge.
And I saw where you're limiting your team's work this week mostly to lifting and running. Is that usually how you approach a bye week, or is that a new thing for you and why?
That's a new thing for us. Usually we've practiced a couple times, it's going to be more, it'll be a 2-hour work day, but it'll be a little bit different. We won't wear pads and those type of things, and we'll do some individual work and some strength training and some running and conditioning. So we'll back it up pretty much like we did in the summer, except coaches would be present at times. I just think that our football team needs that right now. We need to be fresh going into November, and we've had some injuries, so we need to heal up a little bit, and I think that'll give our guys a chance.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Mark, I was also going to ask about bye week stuff. What are the challenges when you're dealing with, kids 18, 19, 20 years old during a bye week to keep them focused?
Well, our guys are going to be focused. I think we have great senior leadership. They understand the consequences and the opportunities that lie ahead for them. We're 8-0 right now, so we've done what we needed to do. It's not been perfect, but we're 8-0. So our guys understand that, and our guys will work. There's never been a question of work ethic here, and sometimes our practices become a little bit competitive in terms of going against each other. So we just felt like we shouldn't hit this week, and so the best way to do that was not to put the helmets on.
Got it. And just curious, that decision you guys made not to hit this week, is that something you just decided after your last game, or was that a plan maybe from a couple weeks ago?
That was a plan the week before, Tuesday. I just felt like win or lose that we were going to have to do this just for the health of our football team and just to sort of regain some strength and just give our guys a chance to heal. We've got some guys out for the season, but we've got more guys sort of nicked up and just we just need to have an extra couple days.
Thank you.
Yeah.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Daniel Youthman with USA Today.
Mark, how much do you want to see the teams that you played and beat in non-conference be successful and continue winning? I guess from the standpoint that might also boost your resume a little bit.
I think after we play the out-of-conference teams, I think it's sort of natural that you want to see them be successful. But in my mind, really don't look too much at that. I really can't tell you what some of the records are, who we've played. We try and focus on the moment, focus on what's going on in the future for us. And I think those things are things that get weighed at the end of the season. They don't necessarily get weighed early in the season. They get weighed at the end. And so we just try and keep our mind on our business.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Mark, I'm doing an injury piece, and I was just curious if at any point in your football career as a coach or a player, have you been part of a team that put the pads away for a week once the season started?
Probably not. You know, as I think back, probably not. But, you know, I just felt like this is something that we needed to do. So we're going to do that. You know, I think, you know, our guys are going to work.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, I think as much as anything, we need to be fresh when we come back. So we'll come back Sunday, sort of rejuvenated a little bit and looking forward. And, you know, it's not like our guys won't be throwing and catching.
Sure.
And doing different drills. It's just that we're not going to be doing team-oriented contact type of situations.
Do you have any sense, just in looking around college football, TCU has lost 7 defensive starters this season, ending injuries. There have been teams that have played games without 8 or 9 starters at a time. Do you sense there's more injuries this year? Is it different in some way?
I really haven't looked at across the board at other football teams. I've just sort of looked from within. We've got guys nicked up more, and I think that's typical after you played 8 or 9 games. But it just seems like we have more nicked up than usual, and they could just use the extra couple days to heal. And I think that if we were out there practicing, we'd be more inclined to be spending time with younger players, and even our scout team players. You know, they need a breath right now. They just need to not be hit, because everybody brings value to our football team, and I just don't want to risk any possible injuries at this time.
Appreciate your time, Mark.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Sport Nation.
Coach, what kind of impact has Curtis Blackwell had on your football program? And as you've mentioned, recruiting has become so accelerated. Are we really just beginning to see some of the fruit of the work that he's done in the past?
Yeah, Curtis Blackwell has been a tremendous addition to our football staff. He first of all, understands, you know, recruiting from the bottom to the top, you know, all different levels of it. So we've worked extremely hard, not just with the seniors, but the younger players, even the players coming up through the ranks that aren't even in, you know, we can identify players that aren't even in high school yet right now. And I just think he has a network across the nation that allows him to be successful. You know, people reach out to him. He has great relationships with our current players here on our football team, and he serves as an outstanding mentor to them. So without question, he's made a direct impact on our recruiting.
Coach, with so many guys injured this year, so many other guys have had to step up and play. How much of a testament is to that, to the work that coordinator Ken Manny has done? And, you know, at this time of year, how much does all the work that he puts in show up?
Well, you know, I would not be giving our players to Ken Manning this week if I didn't have complete trust in him as a performer, a guy who gets our guys ready. I mean, there's tempo, there's effort, there's toughness, all of that's ingrained in them. There's position specific work, those type of things. So I think it's a positive, but for him to obviously be involved with our players at this point in time, but. You know, he gets them ready. You know, they come in shape. You know, some of the injuries we've had are sort of injuries that are, you know, they're contact injuries or they're turned ankles and things of that nature. And we've just had some situations where we have to allow our guys to rest.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.